222.
He is embarrassed. He has repaid the loans. He plans to give back all the gifts to a donor. Today, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell talked about the cloud around his administration and acknowledged Virginia should probably take a look at its rules about gifts to public officials.
Virginia's got disclosure laws that probably can be improved. And as I've analyzed the situation of my own over the last 4 or 5 months.
Is disclosure the only issue, or should gifts be banned entirely? We'll examine two sides of that question and begin with Dave Albo, a Republican delegate from Fairfax County. And we're so glad to have you with us today.
Hey, well, thanks for having me.
So you just heard the governor say perhaps it's time to revisit this. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously there are problems in disclosure systems, and I think everybody would be looking forward to doing something to tighten them up. I'm not quite sure that going as far as banning gifts is going to be the right way to go. Anytime you ban something, all you do is put it underground. I mean, the perfect example is in Congress, and they banned gifts. For example, you couldn't take a dinner, but they did allow receptions, and so they took the food and put it on toothpicks and said that was okay. I just don't think that's the way to go. In Virginia, what we do is we have everybody report it, it gets put on the internet, and then the citizens can look to see for themselves.
But one of the problems in Virginia law is that not all gifts necessarily have to be disclosed, and it seems like full disclosure would be an obvious way to avoid problems. Is there a compelling reason against that?
Oh, no. I mean, that's exactly where I think we should go. If you're not going to ban gifts, then you certainly need full disclosure. But the devil is always in the details in these kind of things. I mean, for example, my little boy loves trains. So I go to a museum that has trains in it, and I don't know that CSX and Norfolk Southern is paying for it, and I don't report it. And you know, do I now get in trouble for not disclosing a gift? These problems aren't insurmountable, but it's just not as easy as it sounds.
For many voters, there's something distasteful about a politician getting big gifts from people who then want something from them. Is that something that can be addressed with a law in Virginia?
Well, that's already illegal, to accept a gift in exchange for doing something in exchange for having the government give that person something. It's already illegal. We already have somebody who got in big trouble, and that is doing prison time on it. So I just want to make clear to the public that that kind of thing is already illegal.
In our final 30 seconds, obviously Governor McDonnell is in a whole lot of political trouble over all this. Do you think that this issue will become a big one before the next General Assembly session?
Oh, it most certainly will, and we will certainly pass some type of laws to at least increase disclosure, but it's not going to be an easy task.
All right. Thank you so much, Delegate Albo. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's Dave Albo, a Republican delegate from Fairfax County. We'll explore the other perspective on this with Democratic Delegate Ron Krupica at 3:10.